Welcome to the Present Truth program. Today is the 27th of December, 2025. It is Saturday. I am your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And again, the website, thispresenttruth.com. In the previous programs, I've been giving the listeners a view of what will come in 2026. My view is from prophecies in the Bible about the time in which we live. A multitude of different prophecies that were presented through the prophets of Israel and Christ himself and his apostles that pertain to the years before Christ comes to the last decade. We are now presently in the final 10 years. The date that began that 10-year countdown was October 7th, 2023, the attack on Israel by terrorists out of the Gaza area, the Gaza Strip. They pulled the trigger prematurely. There was a plan to... There was a plan which was a coordinated objective with terrorist groups in Gaza, also terrorist groups in Lebanon, and some in Syria, converging, working simultaneously in a project. But the hatred of the Islamic terrorists is so great, they didn't wait for their comrades in Lebanon and Syria. They went ahead and initiated the attack early, which gave Israel the time to respond and cause confusion among the terrorists in the region. So the terrorists in the Gaza Strip can be credited with being a little bit, they were overachievers. They wanted to go first. They couldn't wait. They had to act. And they did. That attack was greater than the World Trade Building bombings, greater than what happened in 9/11. The World Trade Center bombings, the Pentagon, Building 7, indicators that America is in the final years and decades of its existence. The Gaza incident marked the final decade before the return of the King of the Jews, the Messiah of Israel, between 2023, October, in the next 10 years, all of the end time prophecies that pertain to Israel as a country, as a people, to the nations of the world, which include all the nations in Africa, the Middle East, Russia, China, the United States, South America, of the whole world, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, all of the planets, the sun, are going to be affected. The whole universe is going to be affected because Christ is coming. Now, we are now presently here on the 27th of December, 2025. We are already within the 8-year period. inside the 8-year time frame by about 2 months, 3 months. Christ will come in 2033 in the fall, late summer, fall, right around 9/11, September 11th, right in that time period when Christ was born. He wasn't born on December 25th. He was conceived around the 25th of December. He was born in September, on the 11th of September. He will come right around the time of his birthday. Now, I know that in the past, many people, pastors especially, have always told me, we do not know the day or the hour that Christ comes. The Bible says no one knows that hour except the Father. Well, that is true. Nobody knows the day and the hour. But it doesn't say you won't know the year, the season. The year will be 2033. The season will be late summer or early fall. So right at the time of that 21st of September, when we go slip from summer into fall, it'll be right in that time period. I personally believe it will be in the fall, after September 21st, somewhere in that, after that. The reason I say that is because Armageddon takes place in the late summer, in the heat. And in the fall, when the fall feasts begin, that is when, at trumpets, is when Christ will, it will be evident, he will make himself known. It will be clear that he's coming to destroy the armies that have surrounded Jerusalem, that are in the Middle East. So I'm beginning this program. This is part three, to get more detail about Donald Trump being removed, replaced in 2026, which will occur this coming year. You'll have to go to part one. I detail it a little more clearly. I want to inform the people who are Christians, who watch prophecy, study prophecy, to understand we are in the final 8 years. I began about 3 years ago on radio stating that we were near the final decade. Right at that period of time, I was saying we're in the final decade, not knowing that the 10-year countdown would begin October 23rd. October 7th, 2023. God is warning the children of Israel, the Jewish people, the people in the Middle East, in Europe, the whole world, that we're in the last decade. This gives you time to think ahead. How much would you spend to know the future? What would you be willing to pay? What would be the cost you would be willing to release to know the future? You get it for free. Christ said that to his disciples, freely have you received, freely give. My ministry, I didn't realize that when I became a believer, my ministry would be end time prophecies and the events that would occur in the world with three corporate peoples, The Bible explains and looks at mankind and views it from three different corporate peoples. Number one, he looks at the world and sees Israel as a people. And within the Jewish community, there are the wicked and the righteous. There are the evil and the good within the Jewish community. Then he looks at the people of the world, the nations, and he views the nations as a righteous God, simply the wicked and the sheep, the wicked being those who can never assist their fellow man, the sheep who have a conscience, who they do what they do to further the well-being and the welfare to assist their fellow man, fulfilling a law, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then you have something unique for a third corporate people. We call the believers in Christ Christians, or the family of God, or the Jewish people are referred to as God's elect. We in Christ are the family of Christ, the family of Messiah, born again, Christ dwelling in us within. And we, in the what we call the seven churches in Revelation chapter 1, defined in chapter 2 and 3, we are a unique kind of a believer, because we have Christ in us. But what is unique about this third corporate group is that there are two peoples in that group, the Jew, the Hebrew, and the Gentile, those of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and people from the nations. So in the third corporate group, you have both in Christ, the Jewish people and the Gentile people. Christ calls from both of the initial corporate two corporate groups, Jew and Gentile, but now in one body. One assembly, one family. All three of these groups, there are Bible verses that speak directly to the blessings and the punishments of the people of the nations that are not neither Jewish or Christian. There are prophecies directed specifically at the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, positive and negative. And with the corporate group, the people that are followers of Christ or that have met Christ, there are prophecies specifically positive and negative. And these positive and negative, with all three groups, they will enjoy the positive plans of God in these days that we're in, and also they will have to receive the punishment from God's hand that he says he would bring upon the evildoers in these three corporate peoples. And now we're beginning to see punishments, hardships, distress, unpleasant things occurring in the world today. This is a sign of the end of the final decade. We're in, again, 7 years, maybe 9 months, away from the return of the Messiah, the King of the Jews, and the Christ of his people, the born-again people. Now, we are presently witnessing Donald Trump's, all of the mechanisms that are in place, allowed by God to relieve Donald Trump of his presidency. From my view as a Bible student, a minister, a pastor occasionally, as an individual that God has called to basically explain and reveal to people things present and future, I say that Donald Trump, he has a right to be where he is presently, but at some point, if you listen to part one of this, it'll three parts now, I might add another part. It might be a 4 or 5, it might be a 10 part till the end of the year. This is, again, before January 1st, I want to present as clearly as possible to these, to the audience that has followed me for years what to expect in the near future. The world right now, outside of our shores, they understand who Donald Trump is. Netanyahu, the kings, the prime ministers, the leaders of the world, they realize that Donald Trump is not an insider. He is not part of a cabal. He never was part of the group that is initiated and has been working feverishly to bring in a new world order, a one world government, an international system of control. He's never been part of that. People protest, scream. They are upset. They want to believe that he is part of that system. He is not. This is why they're trying to remove him. Who's the they? Well, the very powerful families of the United States of America that basically can control the military, what happens in Congress, what happens in the White House, what happens in the Senate, what happens with the governors of the nations, the rulers of America, the rulers, the people who actually own this country. There's a group of very powerful people that have been in place for going back to the late 1800s that have usurped, taken control of the ship. And wherever they want the ship to go, it goes. Whoever they want to throw off the side of the ship, they do. Whoever they want to employ to further their plans, they have a way of giving them the royal suites on the cruise ship. If you're loyal, you get position, you get protection from the government, from being prosecuted. This group, I guess I could say, from what I have heard, from what I have read, from what I have studied, America was the ownership of the ship took place around 1905, 1910 by a family, in my view, called the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family has owned this country for over 120 years, roughly. And it's like, well, that's impossible. Well, then you don't know history. Go back to Europe. Who has basically, Europe, looking at Europe as a ship, as a big cargo ship, who has steered and basically controlled and taken that ship through the waters of the centuries? It's been the Rothschild families. Going back to ancient Egypt, at that time, in that area, who was the ruling, who went to Egypt for everything that was necessary? The Pharaoh. Then you go to Babylon, and you have Nebuchadnezzar, and you have Darius later on, Belshazzar. So, according to the Bible, countries and governments are ruled by people. They're not ruled by institutions. This country is not ruled by these politicians that are placed in the positions of that give the direction to what happens in this country. Who controls the financial landscape in Europe? The Rothschilds. It's just a fact. Who controls the political landscape in the United States? The Rockefellers. Who owned New York City in 1889? The Rockefellers. What was the purpose of the CIA to protect Rockefeller Enterprise internationally? The purpose of the FBI to protect that family from anything that would interfere with their objectives on shore. They have to, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. There's not a thing that mankind will do to cause the collapse of that empire. It won't happen. They have to exist. Now, you may not like what I'm going to tell you. Oh, you'll like it. Why do you think we have the highest, best technology in the world? Because of that family. They have the money. They have the abilities. They have the giftings. They have the, the resources. They have everything needed to take a concept of a computer with zeros and ones and bring it to market. They have that ability. This family, of all the families, the Morgans and the Oppenheimers, the Peabodys, all of the very powerful people of 1870, 1880, 1890, turn of the century, the Kennedys, etc. They could not do what this family did. They did not have the ability. This family, just like with the Rothschilds in Europe, they had Amschel, I think it was Rothschild, had five sons. All five sons were on board with the family plan. And they ruled for a couple of centuries and longer. What happened in Europe? They were involved. They had their fingers in everything, in the wars, in the banks, the economy, everything, shipping, drug trade, everything. They made Europe basically what it was at the time. But jumping the ocean, there had to be a family, someone that was appointed. Now remember, I'm talking about Trump. And who is it? What mechanism is going to be used to remove Donald Trump from the presidency? God is going to allow him to, the way I phrase it, he will be relieved of duty when God says it's time. And God is saying it's time. And I'm watching how he's going to be removed through all of the continuity of government, senior executive service, all the agencies of this country, the political world, the Federal Reserve. That's onshore. Offshore, you have Pilgrim Society in the city of London. You have the Jesuits. You have the Pope. We have all of the EU, powers in the EU. We have onshore secret societies, Skull and Bones, Rosicrucians, Jesuits onshore here. We have Freemasons. We have just a whole file cabinet full of secret societies. The occult side of the removal of Donald Trump is immense. Onshore, offshore, overseas, these families that have ruled in Europe from generation to generation, going back to the time of the Caesars, and even back further than that. These are generational families, powers. It's in the Bible. It's very clearly stated in the Bible. I'm going to have to do another hour, but here's how I'll fill you in this way. Remember, if you've read the Bible, and for those that are listening and you don't read the Bible, read the book of Revelation. It will detail the witchcraft in the United States of America, the witchcraft in the world, internationally. It details a dragon, a serpent, Satan, the invisible world. It's like Alice in Wonderland in the open, going down the rabbit hole. When you read the book of Revelation, you're going down into the rabbit hole to see what's down there. Israel is in there, the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, chapter 7. You have the whole Christian world from the time of Christ and forward, and what happens, the blessings and the curses that come upon them. And you have the societies of the world in the book of Revelation. All the societies are there. A great empire, the United States of America. We can't change it. The purpose of my programs is not to cause any type of resistance. We can't. When we can legally, you can speak out. You can. But anything other than that, for the people of Mexico to believe they're going to change and reclaim the United States of America, they are in total blindness. You cannot interfere with what God said is going to happen. This country is a unique country, and anyone who comes at us is going to suffer dire consequences. Look what's happening in Mexico presently. Mexico is involved in drug trafficking like it's so open, so obvious, as well as Central America. They are part of a prophecy. They're going to bring sorcery, witchcraft, drugs, pharmaceuticals into this country to destroy it. But if they think they're going to come into this country, invade, and take over this country, they're wrong. They are on the wrong side of the universe. They're on the dark side of the moon. Nobody is going to interfere with what has been planned for this country. Now, there was a day, if you've read the Bible, chapter 4 of Matthew, Christ was getting ready to begin his ministry. He was in the desert. He went out to the desert to pray. And there, just before he finished his fast, at the time of the end of his fast, 40 days, 40 nights, guess who appears? The devil and Satan. And the devil asks Christ, or he presents, he wanted to employ Christ. So he says, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you all of the world of my kingdom. And he had taken Christ into the future 2,000 years, into the last century, basically. And Satan showed Christ, and especially the time in which we're in, all the kingdoms of the world, especially the United States of America. And he told Christ, he says, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth. Look at what's happened in China. Look at the big, beautiful cities in China, in Singapore, Malaysia, in all of Asia, and the cities in London, London, and Germany, all these nations of the world and their splendor. Then you come to the United States. You look at New York City. You look at Florida. What a magnificent what magnificent societies. This is what Satan offered to Christ. If you fall down and worship me, he was trying to employ Christ to build his kingdom. He was going to give these kingdoms to Christ to do with whatever. And Christ said, nope, you worship the Lord your God, only him will you serve. And the devil fled. Well, there's a principle, and I've never heard a pastor through my Christian life mention what I'm going to mention to you. Satan left. He went to recruit. He went into the world to continue to recruit people who would take his offer. If you fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. So he's like that, what was the name years ago of the company you could go to, a recruiting, I forget the name of it. I'm out of the workforce, so I don't pay attention to that, to how they employ people. But Satan put out the word that he's trying to employ people. From the time of that day where Satan attempted to employ Christ, he has gone, he fled, the Lord rebuked him, he went out to recruit people to build his kingdom. These people that would build his kingdom are called the children of the devil. Now Christ, on the day that he rose from the dead, that very evening, he met a small group of people and he breathed into them and said, "Receive my spirit. Receive ye the Holy Spirit." Christ had now employed a small group of people, and that small group of people would recruit others to further the great kingdom of Messiah. And Christ being the king of not just the Jews only, but of the king of his people that would believe in him. But Satan, for the last 2,000 years, has been every day employing individuals to build his kingdom. Some basically do the menial tasks like building and sewing and whatever. And like I was saying earlier about the Rockefeller family, they take the brightest, the best, most intelligent, most gifted, they put them to work in every field, and they employ them. Does that mean that they're all children of the devil? No, it doesn't mean that. But it just means that within these countries, these nations of the world, there are people in government that do serve the devil. They have taken the devil up on his offer. They serve him. He rewards them. Then he discards them and goes to the next. Once you're used up, you're no use. It's like these old cars. Once, you know, the Model Ts, everybody was there was a fetish to have Model Ts because they were so cool. Now you don't hear about people really, car clubs any longer that, you know, like to keep these old relics operating. People move on. The devil moves on too, but he keeps employing people to build his kingdom. Trump has been used by God to protect for a season, for a while, the people of this country, the people of the world. But according to the prophecies in the Bible, wars must come to take place. Trump is trying to stop the wars, and these people, they have a right to cause conflict internationally, and they're going to do it. And to do it, they need to remove Donald Trump. Once he's removed, then out of the way, then the escalation and the there'll be let the games begin. And we are going into now a final 7 years of war upon war upon war. It will be basically the United States of America going to war with the nations of the world that will resist our objectives, that will not basically sign on the dotted line and adhere to our new policies economically and every way. When Trump has left office, then hardships will begin. Now, so this is going to happen after the first of the year. I think what we're watching right now, I don't know how Donald Trump is going to be able to stand the weight of what is being directed at him by the powerful agencies in this government, the military, even those within his own cabinet that are the adversaries within. Then we have the replacement, Barack Obama. He's the only individual that would be acceptable to the Democratic Party. He's the only one. Right now, it appears as if there's momentum on the Trump side to bring in J.D. Vance. That momentum is like a train going down a track, humming along at 120 miles an hour. Everything seems sure. The track is there. There's nothing on the track except they get up a ways and they've had some heavy rains. And all of a sudden, these wheels are having to cut through 2 inches of water. And it does slow you down a little bit. But then the water is up to 6 inches. Then you're pushing a foot of water. And the momentum begins to, things begin to slow. There's not the momentum you had initially. This is Turning Point USA. God has allowed this to be part of the reason why Donald Trump is going to eventually be dismissed from duty. And the Turning Point individuals and others within what I call the Seven Mountain Mandate philosophy and a new apostolic reform churches who are totally behind Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the present administration. They believe that they have the momentum to keep Trump in office for the next 2-3 years. And there's talk of maybe another time for Donald Trump to run. That's ludicrous. That's not even sensible. J.D. Vance, why is he so happy? Why does he seem he's on a euphoric high every time you see him? Because he believes he's the shoe-in. He is the one that would be best for the job, and he cannot be interfered with. Well, I'm telling you right now, J.D. Vance doesn't see what's happening. And the other thing, too, J.D. Vance isn't what he appears to be. J.D. Vance is tied into some very nefarious people out of the city of London. And he is not his own man. Trump is the only individual that is attempting to accomplish what he has basically stated he would do. He can't do it. He's running low on fumes, or he's running on fumes. You can see the wear on him physically. There's only so much, no matter how genetically strong you are, eventually you do wear out. it's so important to understand, when Trump leaves office, it is the fulfillment of a prophecy. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. This seventh king will be there for a short space. He will end his time as president of the United States of America. And when he's finished, there's not going to be a gap between Donald Trump being relieved of his responsibilities and Barack Obama stepping in. It will happen, boom, overnight, 2-3 days, it'll happen. Donald Trump exit, he'll exit, Obama will step in. This is going to happen, I believe, before the summer of 2026, before the summer. Barry Satoru has to, or Barack Obama, needs to be in position as the President of the United States when the Russian war takes place in the summer. He must be in place. Once he resumes power, this is going to put extreme pressure on Russia. Unbearable pressure. It's going to force Russia to respond in a way in which they're going to be forced to invade in the Middle East with the nation of Iran, with Turkey, with some other old Soviet nations, and forces out of North Africa. I recover this, I rehearse it, because the attention span of people to actually put something in long-term memory 5 to 7 times, then you get it. Then it's there. When this prophecy takes place, this is going to wake many people up, and you will realize we are in the last 7+ years before Christ returns. This is when people wake up, like with people in a flood zone. Sometimes it takes water to start rushing in the front door. And once it starts coming in the front door, then they're not worried about their furniture. They're not worried about anything except getting out, getting to high ground, so you can live and you can make it another day. If you stay in your environment without having a change in your thinking, you have no hope. You have no hope at all. You will lose everything if you don't know what's coming. What I'm presenting, these are going to be documented. You can listen and re-listen. Send these programs to your friends, the people that you love. You're going to be the bird that scatters the seed. And God wants the world to know what God, the vision and the understanding that God has given me, I'm giving to you. This way you can, just like that dove on Noah's Ark, always going out to find land. And finally one day, the dove brings back an olive branch. And then he flies away, never to return. We're like that dove. We have to take what is precious, the life that we have, and present it to the people that we love. I don't ask you to believe me, but I don't need to ask you to believe me. When these things start happening, then the lights are going to go on, if they're not already. And you're going to think, okay, now what's next? ThisPresentTruth.com. Send my website to your friends, to your family. Come back every day. I am going to resume programming, God willing, with his help every day now. I've had to take a forced sabbatical due to a severe accident. And through the mercy of God, I'm still alive. I should not be alive. I should have been with the Lord for about, 4 months ago, October, November, December. 4 months ago, I should have been with the Lord. But I'm here. God told Satan, no. And because of that, I've been recovering. I might explain in the future what happened. But as of now, this is more important. Obama's coming back. Israel has not concluded what God has commanded Israel, the duties that God has given Benjamin Netanyahu. He has not finished his what he's been requested to do. He has to, once again, continue to engage the terrorists and the enemies. Israel is commanded to take over the Gaza Strip. You may not disagree. You may not like it. You may think this is anathema. Psalm 83 is the regional war that begins the final decade before Christ returns. Psalm 83. That set the clock in motion. That was the stopwatch. Now we're clicking day by day by day toward 2033 when Christ comes in the fall. We know the day? No. The hour? No. I believe it'll be right around sundown. The end of one day and the beginning of another. Which hour? I don't know. The exact day? I suspect it possibly may be a Friday, so that there'd be the Shabbat, and then the next day is a holy day. It may be a Friday. But Israel must finish what the prophecy in Psalm 83. Israel has to finish the war. And to finish the war, they need to begin a new front. Damascus needs to be destroyed, and the forces in southern Syria must be eliminated. The nation of Jordan, Israel, has to take out the terrorists in the nation of Jordan, which are going to these two groups, terrorists in Damascus, and the terrorists in Jordan have to be removed. Israel, I was reading yesterday in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, from the river to the sea, you hear the Palestinians saying they're going to wipe out the Jewish people from the river to the sea. It's river to the sea, river to the sea. Go back to the Bible and read it. It's right there. God gave Israel the land from the Nile River all the way up to the Euphrates River, from the river to the sea. So that is Israel's property. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to, I think right now, he's rebuilding militarily, financially, setting a political base, giving the enemies a little time to plan how they're going to trigger the next event, and Israel is going to respond. Damascus as a city is going to be eliminated. It's going to be completely flattened with fire. Jordan is going to become the real estate of Israel. Israel is going to expand her acreage by almost triple. The world is not going to like it. And it's going to force Russia and the armies, mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it's going to trigger the rage of these armies in North Africa, in Turkey, Iran, Russia, and the surrounding nations around Russia. And they're coming. They're all going to come to the battlefield, which will be out in the countryside in present-day Jordan. So, to continue, then, again, Assyria is going to become more aggressive. They're going to force Netanyahu to take action. And he's going to take action, all right. Damascus and this new president of Damascus, this man who is a butcher, a murderer, he is absolutely a chameleon, is probably going to be in Damascus when the fire comes down. And that city will never be inhabited again. The only thing it's going to be good for is the shepherds, sheep herders, to let their crops graze. So is it going to be nuclear? It might be a neutron bomb. So, and with, again, once the next year, 2026, I cannot see it going another year into 2027. I can't. With the way things are moving presently and the assaults coming at Donald Trump, I cannot see Donald Trump being in power in the Oval Office for another year. I don't see it. I may be wrong. If I am, well, I'll be off a year. I don't believe I am. But Barack Obama has to be in power when Russia brings those armies with the other nations to the nation of Jordan. Barry Satoro has to be in power. I'm going to do one more program right on the back of this program. So there'll be two programs for the 27th of December. There's too much to cover. I've been trying to get my diaphragm strengthened once again so that when I talk, I don't have to labor and I can have a little volume. I'm getting there. Then, for the Christians, for the people who are believers in Christ, in the fall of 2026, the tribulation, the seven-year tribulation begins. The Christians don't believe that we'll be here when the tribulation becomes, or when the tribulation begins. Well, we'll just have to see. Because I'm of the view that we will be here. We will go through 7 years of hardship. Now, Christ in the book of Matthew 24, for the non-Christians, for those that have no idea what I'm talking about, Christ said that in Matthew 24, he talks about two things, basically. The temple, 2,000 years ago, being destroyed. And then he expounds on the last 50, 60 years since Israel becomes a nation up to the time of a seven-year tribulation. And before that tribulation begins, Christ states that we will be in a time of pregnancy from the time Israel becomes a nation. It will be like a pregnancy. And each decade, there's a little more discomfort with the people in the nations, with the people of Israel, with the people, the Christian people. But eventually, there will be a time where the birth pains begin. Christ refers to it as a time of birth pains and sorrow, just before the child is born. And the child has a name, tribulation. Hardship, distress, uncomfortable times. That's what the name of the child is. And when the child is born, what I just stated begins. Now, this is the Amplified Bible, and the Lord says in verse 7, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. So there are going to be countries at war with each other, and within a country, there's going to be civil war. The book of Luke states that it's going to be racial war, ethnos against ethnos, race against race. What do we have in this country now? Basically a race war. And the race war includes those that have, those that have not, those that rule, those that suffer because of the unjust rule. You're going to have civil unrest, civil strife. There's going to be basically anarchy. There's going to be upheaval politically. Nothing will be stable. There will be famines, earthquakes in many places. Well, look at the famines. Look at what's happening internationally. There's quite a few nations the people are starving to death. There are going to be earthquakes. Look at belt. They're off the coast of South America and all the way into the Pacific, to the east. Earthquakes, unsettled ground. In other words, the foundations of the world, these plates deep underground, are in stress, and they're starting to slip. They're starting to rise. They're starting to cause quakes. And the earthquakes can be referred to as the shaking within the nations because of, a financial hardship, many things, because of unemployment, because of immigration, illegal immigration, unlawful immigration. You have invasion of first world nations by people coming from third world nations, and they're like metals. There's a term in the plumbing industry, dissimilar metals. You can't weld certain metals to other metals. They're dissimilar. There'll be what they call electrolysis, and eventually you have current going through the metals, and eventually you have the metals weakening, and eventually they rupture. Well, when you have dissimilar, how would I put it? You have people uneducated from third world countries that have no skills coming to a first world nation. They come with their habits, their culture, and you can't bring a culture into a new culture without there being extreme friction. There's no way to have you got cultures hitting each other. One culture refuses to assimilate, to adapt, to change. They don't come to change. They come to cause change, to create change, to bring in disharmony. That's what's happening. But I'm going to have to end for today, or for this hour. But I'm going to be back. I'm just going to turn right around and do another one. I'll pick right up where I leave. ThisPresentTruth.com. ThisPresentTruth.com. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And I will start and resume where I left off in the next program.